Chapter 6. Arrested. My mind swirled in confusion as the crowd stilled in shock. My beloved father? A traitor? Father turned pale and dropped to his knees. Honored Regent, I am innocent of this charge. I would never seek to harm you. The crowd erupted, shouting and asking questions, because Father was much beloved in the area.
Silence! The minister thundered.
The crowd quieted. My heart flooded with fear.
Oribe Shima is banished to the Oki Islands by order of the regent. This is done as a warning to anyone who threatens our sovereignty or our person. His lands and fortune are forfeit.
What was happening? How could anyone believe my father guilty of such deeds?
I demand to know who accuses me of such a crime. With what evidence?
Father shouted as guards pulled him to his feet.
Father!
I screamed. He didn't hear me in all the confusion. The guards led him to the back stairs. I picked up my skirts, kicked off my clogs, and ran to the back. The guards strong-armed Father down the rear steps. I pushed my way past one and fell, grabbing my father's knees and sobbing. Pain shot through my scalp as one of the guards grabbed me by the hair and tried to pull me away. I clung tighter, trying to keep my world from falling apart. Another guard kicked me in the side and I gasped. Father twisted free and threw his body over mine to shield me from further harm.
Tokoyo, my child, he whispered. You must be brave.
He grunted as a guard beat him with a staff.
Stop, he shouted. A moment with my daughter, please.
I will come with you willingly. The beating stopped. Go home. Gather what valuables you can. Go to our steward. He will shelter you for loyalty's sake. I'll send word when I can. He kissed my wet cheeks. Be a brave samurai's daughter. Make me proud. Go now. Father stood up and helped me to my feet. He hugged me tight and whispered into my hair, I love you.
I love you too, Father.
I wiped the tears from my cheeks and stood tall.
I'll do all I can to free you.
Enough!
One beefy guard grabbed my elbow and swung me away. Two more bound my father's arms and marched him down the path. My heart nearly broke as I watched him go.
What was I to do now?